Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 12th of March, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1685 and we travel to Ireland, where the Anglican bishop and the philosopher George Berkeley was born. His philosophy is sometimes referred to as idealism or immaterialism. And it holds that reality consists only of minds and their ideas. Berkeley posited that everything exists only insofar as it's perceived by the senses, and this has led him to being called a father of empiricism. A talented metaphysician, he became famous for defending idealism, which struck many as being counterintuitive, but was strong enough and well worked out and flexible enough to counter most objections. He was a big influence on both David Hume and Immanuel Kant, and is still taught today in Western philosophy classes. A wide-ranging thinker with interest in religion, mathematics, physics, morals, economics, and medicine, Berkeley's work became more widely read after World War II because he had tackled many of the issues of paramount interest to philosophy in the 20th century, such as the problems of perception, the difference between primary and secondary qualities, and the importance of language. He was the eldest son of a commissioned officer for the British Crown and born in Kilkenny in Ireland, and he graduated from Trinity College Dublin with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1704. While awaiting a fellowship vacancy, he made a critical study of time, vision, and the hypothesis that there is no material substance. And this would become the central philosophical concern for the rest of his life. He argued against Isaac Newton's doctrine of absolute space-time and motion, and is seen as a crucial precursor to Einstein. His persuasive powers and personality meant that he was well received in frequent visits to London, making important connections before embarking on a grand tour of Italy. With his influential connections back in London promising to support him, he began a project to found a college in Bermuda for training ministers and missionaries. At the age of 43, he got married, he gave up his benefice in Ireland, and he went to America on a salary of £100 per annum. He bought a plantation at Middletown, and he brought to New England a British artist called John Smibbett that he had discovered when he was in Italy. And Smibbett now is generally regarded as the founding father of American portrait painting. Meanwhile, Berkeley busied himself by drawing up plans for the ideal city that he planned to build on Bermuda, and lived at the plantation while he waited for funds for his college to arrive. Sadly, however, the funds were not forthcoming. It seemed that his distance from London, scepticism and opposition had gathered force, and that the Prime Minister, Walpole, grew steadily more sceptical and lukewarm of his scheme. Eventually, it became clear that the essential parliamentary grant that his plans were based on would not be forthcoming. Whilst Berkeley was in America, the educator Samuel Johnson visited him and convinced him to establish a scholarship program at Yale College, which had been founded about 20 years earlier. When Berkeley returned to England, he donated a large number of his books, as well as his plantation, to the college. And it was one of Yale's largest and most important donations, doubling its library holdings, improving the college's financial position, and brought Anglican religious ideas and English culture into New England. His ideas would also leave a significant legacy in North America, as Samuel Johnson took Berkeley's philosophy and used parts of it for his own framework for American practical idealism. As Johnson's school of philosophy was taught to about half of the graduates of American colleges between 1743 and 1776, including half of the contributors to the Declaration of Independence, it can therefore be argued that Berkeley's ideas were indirectly a profound foundation and influence on American identity. Both the University of California, Berkeley, and the city of Berkeley were named after him, although the pronunciation has evolved to suit American English. Berkeley argued that the natural laws and processes which we were discovering were simply the mental phenomena of God, and are not produced by an independent material reality like matter, force, space and time. A convinced Christian, Berkeley believed that God was present as an immediate cause of all of our experiences. Immanuel Kant later referred to this as mystical idealism, because Berkeley claimed that nothing separated man and God, since nature or matter did not exist as a reality independent of consciousness. For those times, his subtle grasp of the phenomena of self-consciousness has led him to be considered as one of the originators of British empiricism. And the linear development is often traced from the three great British empiricists, leading from Locke through Berkeley to Hume. Returning to Ireland, he was appointed as the Bishop of Cloyne until he retired at the age of 67. And with his wife and his daughter, he went to Oxford to supervise his son George's education. He died soon afterwards, and it is said that his affectionate disposition and his genial manners made him much loved and held in warm regard by many of his contemporaries. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. And please join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the naming of Harvard University after the Reverend John Harvard. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thank you for listening.